Today we're going to learn Hilchos Zimun. Why? The Daf Yomi. This is what the Daf Yomi is being. Leilu Nishmat. Leiliza Bat Rivka. Now, everyone knows that you have to make Zimun, but not everyone knows, and very few maybe know, the exact halachas, when, where, who, how. So we'll spend a little bit of time learning. When, who, what is Zimun? So let's begin the Lashon of the Mishnah. Shloisha sha'achluch ka'achas. If three people ate together, and this is the key, together. What's called together? This is a very big question. A lot of the halachas of Zimun are simple. A lot of it is known. The sugya is, what does it mean ke'echad? What does it mean to eat together? All right. So before we get to that, let me just tell you a few cute, interesting points that people, you know, maybe overlook. And that is, I don't know if you notice, what do we say? Either Havlam v'Nevarech, or Rabotai Mivalim Benchin, Rabotai Nevarech, whatever you say, right? Now, where does that come from? So the truth is, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that it's based on a Zohar. He says, Bazor iziru loimer befiv kaidem birchas hamazayim, ten lanu akois, Unevarech. Ten lanu akois unevarech. Now the word havlon, you know, people think havlon means come, let's go. Simply it means have, bring us the kais. It's based on bring us havlon. Bring what? What should you bring? Bring the kais. You hear? I. Or maybe it could also mean bov in the varech. I guess if you're not doing a kais, havlon means let's go. Havlon, let's go. I don't know. It's interesting because maybe it means havlon, bring us the kais. Either way, lefi shekal, what's the reason for this? Shekal davar shebikdusha tzarech hazmana bepeh. Hinani mochanim zuman. You need to go and I'm ready to do it. Mizuman. Prepare. I'm preparing myself. Prepare. And this is where the meaning of Ashkenaz is said. Rabbi Yisai Mevelim Benchin. You know what's interesting? He's quoting a Zayar, right? I want to tell you, when you learn the Daf Yomi, it's really the Gemara. I never understood. Why is it a Zayar? That's what we learned yesterday. Nevarech. They say Nevarech, unless it's not referring to the first, when you say Nevarech. Maybe it's referring, right? When you start saying, Yishem Hashem, right? Mivorach. Nevarech means, let's go do that, right? So it's not really a Zohar, it's a Gemara. I don't understand why it became a Zohar, unless he needs to say is ten lanu kais or bov nevarech. Maybe the Gemara just says to say nevarech, bov, to come, to do an act. Maybe that's what the Zohar is adding. I don't know, I'm not 100% sure. I do know that there's an old question. Did the Zohar apply? The Zohar, was it in print in the time of the Gemara? That's an interesting question. When the Gemara was written, did they have the Zohar already? It's a good question. All right, but either way, the point is that the Havlan v'nevarech, or Bo v'nevarech, or Ten Lan v'takos v'nevarech, seems to be giving credit to the Zohar. Even though in the Gemara we have the word Nevarech. Okay. Now there's another thing that needs to be addressed. Svardim, as always, have extra, you know, extra texts. Ashkenaz, Nevarech, okay, Vabach Shem Cham, Shlet Vechibad, Zazan Sakal. Okay, good, right. You guys have a whole thing, right? You got, and each guy has to chime in the middle, like a shir. Everybody has to chime in the middle, right? And everybody answers Shamayim. And then the guy comes and says, Breshuta Malki La Kadim. It can't be short to the point, right? It's got to be a whole long Megillah. Good, I get it. But here's the problem. Breshut Malki La Kadisha Breshutchem. What, there's two people you got to ask Rishut from. Hashem and the guy. It sounds like Shtei Rishuyot. So you're going to say, oh, this Ashkenazi is finding trouble with the Sfardish and Nusach. It's not me, Rabbi Isai. Achroinim, the Sfardish Achroinim. Asfardim kvar hi'iru. Doesn't sound right. Mevakshim Rishut me'akodesh Baruch Hu u'Brishutchem. What, there's many Rishuyot? Yes, liminhag hazeh amei lismoch. The minhag is already brought. Ve'en lachush b'zeh mishum shnira k'shtei reshuyot. You don't have to be worried that it looks like shtei reshuyot. If you ask me without knowing all the mar mekaymot, I would say pshats like this. You know, when you ask reshut, it's derech eretz, it's respect. You know who did the same thing as this? Who did this? Who was the first to do this? And even though it looks like Shtei Reshuyot, you remember who did this? Let's see if you know. You know, if I ask you to know Brachot Daf Zayin Chetet, by that time already the Daf Yom is. But this is the beginning. It's the first parsha of the Torah, Bereshit. Where in the Torah do we find someone who went and he said Bereshut, huh? Oh,
the
angels.
Hashem
asked the angels, Breshutchem.
Hakadosh Baruch Hu, but what does
it mean? Ata chavruta shali? Ata chavruta shali?
No, I'm asking.
As shh. Breshutchem, ma breshutchem, you hear? Hakadosh Baruch Hu, kshatza livroet a ben adam, utyaetz im ha-malachim. Because kavod, respect. Yeah? They say, but wait a minute. Ki'ilu nirash yesh tei reshuyot. Mishu ratze lit'ot yavo v'yit'eh. Don't worry, why? Because hakatan, hagadol nimlach b'katan. Shh. It's derech eretz. Hagadol Limlach b'katan. You have to have respect. So when you say reshutchem, b'reshut shamayim, u'b'reshutchem, right? So even though you seem to be asking what? From other reshuyot, from people, who are you asking? And the answer is, could be. Since it's derech eretz, not a big problem. See, Hashem did the same thing. Hashem turned to the malachim and he said, b'reshutchem. And the reason why he was able to say this was because of what?
Respect.
Mm-hmm. They all asked the question, but the Maaseh Ta'ut, someone's going to come and say there's a Reshut Shamayim. And the answer is, if you have Derech Eretz, no you won't. Tilmad Derech Eretz. Don't worry about it. Yeah? Don't worry about it. Adam, L'lamed oto Derech Eretz, Al Tidag. Lo yeh kofer. He's not going to be a kofer. Anyways, getting back to the meaning of the Sfardim, what do they say? They say, Bereshut Chem, but Lamaisa, what do you answer? You answer Shamayim, so. Maybe that's the reason why you say Shamayim. Why do you say Shamayim? That it's only Shamayim. Maybe that's the point of saying Shamayim. Okay. Now, what do we answer? We answer... Right? Baruch Shachal Mishaloi Uv Tuvai Chayinu. And then you start benching. Now, normally, Hazon et HaKol. And what happens when you say Hazon et HaKol? No? You answer Amen, you don't answer Amen. You don't answer Amen. But Ashkenazim do answer Amen. So let's discuss this, all right? Minagenu. Svard's minig is that you do not answer Amen after when the person says Hazana Takol. Bein al Khatima Tazana Takol, both that one, and Bein al Khasimu Shara Brachais Shal Birchat HaMazon. Achenu Ashkenazim, what do they do? Noagin Sham Zameh Mivareh B'kol Rom Ad Chasimus. They do it on purpose. They say it loud, and then they answer Amen. Okay? But that's only by Azana Sakal. The other brachas, you shouldn't answer. Kishayin Nitzayim Be'emtza Birchas HaMazon. Sfardi. Let's say a Sfardi is in an Ashkenazic home. Should he say it quietly? Why? Because you don't want to answer anyone to answer Amen? Or do you say it loud? Why? Because you want him to answer Amen. Sfardi amizamen l'ashkenazim. Toiv shiyoim b'kol ram. Atziyum b'chas. He should say it. Kidei shiyishmu ha-mesubim. Yanu amen acha b'chasoi k'moy shikasav Rambam. So this one he's going to tell you that you could do like the Rambam. You hear? So if you come to my house, so what should you do? You say Hazana Takol, and everybody answers Amen. The question's the other way around. I guess if let's say I come to your house, I should say it quietly. In order, you should what? Not answer Amen. Okay. So you got it? A very big difference. In the yeshivas, what do they do? Hazana Takol.
Amen.
And they'll answer Amen. And in a Sephardi place, you shouldn't answer Amen. Now, if you notice, in the middle of benching, there's a lot of harachamos. Do you answer Amen to those harachamos? Right? So remember what we said. You don't answer Amen, not even Tazana Sakoil. Now, what's the big deal if I answer Amen? Manora imani yomar Amen. What's wrong? No, who can tell? What? Hefsik. The whole, it's all about hefsek, you hear? Because if you answer Amen in the middle of Birchas HaMazon, you have a what? You have a hefsek.
Like, same as you don't do in the middle of
Shmonash. So here comes the point. What happens after I finish, the Litz Bracha, and I start saying the Harachamans, they're Amen away. Just keep on answering Amen. Why? It's all good. It's nice Brachot, and you could answer Amen. So therefore, what do? They answer. Now here is a good question. What about Zachreinu bo l'tova? Ufogdeinu bo l'bracha? Sfaradim say Amen, Amen, Amen. Should you say Amen for that? Yesh lehem amash yismoichu. Over there, maybe. And you have to know why. If the whole problem is hefsek, and therefore you don't say it's Amen. So l'chayra, this should be the same thing. But he says, for those that want to do it, yeshiv hem almim yishishmaichu. Ach, ein aniyat amen zu l'chiyuf. V'lachen ein lafsik laniyat amen zu b'emtsu p'suki d'zimra. So for example, you're saying p'suki d'zimra. For example, here a lot of people still are davening p'suki d'zimra. And a lot of people are not paying attention to the share. They're eating breakfast. They think it's a restaurant here. And they're going to soon bench, right? And they're going to say, Yalla v'yavoy, right? Because since they don't realize it, you know, so they're going to even say, Yalla v'yavoy. Should you answer Amen?
Yes.
But it's in the middle of Pesuk of the Zimra. And the answer is you don't answer Amen. Because since that Amen is not Chiyuvi. Now, why is it not chiyuvi? You know, there's certain times where you have to answer Amen. For example, when there's real brachot, you have to answer Amen. By harachaman, you don't have to answer Amen. If I go and I give you a bracha, you should be blessed with whatever. Should the guy say Amen? That's a good question.
Why not?
Because it's not the Amen on a bracha. It's an Amen on a blessing. Say it again. Get up and say it. There's a very big difference between Amen on a bracha and an Amen on a blessing. The harachamans are blessings. It's not chiyuvi. So it's not so simple that I have to say Amen. I could say Amen, could, and therefore in the middle of Psukei de Zimra, you cannot. Okay, yeah. You know what the halacha, what's beautiful about halacha? When you learn it right. When you learn it right, then you understand it. Otherwise, it's sit, stand, do, don't do. Here you do, here you don't do. It's a beautiful sugya. Amen, yes, amen, chiyuvi. Yes, amen. This doesn't apply to you, but you don't make zimun. Why does this not apply to you? This doesn't apply to you? Oh, so why are you talking to him? Why are you talking to him? Yeah. So you hear the question? The question is, amen, chiyuvi. And then there's amen, which is right. It's a nice thing to do. Now the question becomes the yalav v'yavoy one. That's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So we don't answer amen in the middle. I'm sorry, middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Middle Birchas Hamazon. Now you don't answer amen for Hazon. You don't answer for Allah, right? Allah, right? So you don't answer for Boni Yishalayim, but.
Zanotakol.
Huh?
Zanotakol.
No, so we don't answer for all that. The question is for the yalav v'yavoy. Okay. Now here's an interesting halacha. Shloisha she'achlu ke'echad. Three are eating together and they forgot. Could they come and say, oh, let's do zimun now? We learned this last night, right? En zimun lemafreya. Once you bench, you're finished. But here's a tricky part of the halacha which you have to pay attention to. One guy benched, two didn't. Could you use that third guy who already benched for the zimun? You would say, ein zimun l'mafreya. That's to make zimun. But to be joined in to help out the other guy for his zimun, you could do it. So if one guy benched and they said, Rabbeisai, I need the mezumin. He could answer, yeah? Now, the only thing is, they'll be yaitza zimun. He won't be yaitza zimun. Now, I want to talk to you about this. In the Gemara, it's clear that it's actually two chiyuvim and mitzvahs. There's one thing called Birchas Hamazon, and then there's Zimun. It's two things. There's Birchas Hamazon and Zimun. So you could be yaitza the benching, but you're not yaitza the Zimun. So this guy who already benched, his Zimun is finished. But he can answer with the other people, and they'll have Zimun.
Okay. He could be the third one.
He could be the third one. He could be the third one, you'll have Zimun. Now, what is the big question in the yeshivas? Big topic.
Robert, what's the nafkamina between the two cases?
Okay. You yourself cannot do Zimun once you benched already. It's finished. And if all three of you benched, you're done. Ain't Zimun l'mafreya. But if let's say two didn't bench, the third guy already was benched, he already said Birchas Hamazon, could he be used for the Zimun?
He doesn't do Zimun himself, he's just...
He's not Yoitza Zimun, but he could be part of to help the other guy make Zimun, which is a beautiful chiddush.
They
ate together. It's a beautiful chiddush.
Part of eating together with them?
The what? Oh, so that's what we'll talk to you about. That's the next topic.
Question.
Okay, what's your question?
How old does the person have to be to
do Zimun? So we're going to learn this a little bit later, and the answer is, Ashkenaz holds he's got to be Bar Mitzvah. Svard holds, he could be under Bar Mitzvah, as long as he knows what's going on.
9 years old.
All right?
8 years old is good enough, no?
8 years old, later. Does he know what's going on?
They bench with me, no?
They bench with you?
Yeah.
Wow. Tavo alecha bracha that your kids bench with you. Very good. You hear?
What about women?
Wait a minute. He's getting to the controversial topics. Okay. So let's begin. Let's begin by telling you, Ashkenaz says it can't be what? A child. Svarad says it could be, but only one. You can't have two. You can't add two children to the Zimun. Okay? Now, you want to know about women? That's a great topic. All right? And I want to do that separately, because it's an old topic. We did it yesterday in the Rishonim. Bali Atos will say, they bring from Rabbi Avram, his daughters, used to make Zimun by themselves, for themselves, with themselves. Now, they can't be mitzurif to your Zimun. That's the Mishnah. Ein mizamnin malav. They can't be part of your Zimun. The question is, could they make Zimun for themselves? Talui ba minhag. Yesh no agim ken, v'yesh no agim lo, Od ma'at iretze bifnim, ma' minag l'ma'aseh v'svardim. We're going to get to that soon. Okay, but before we go there, you are women. Well, okay, what's your question?
I thought that Rav Yitzchak Yosef said, if you have three mezamim, you can add a woman to the...
That's not, you see, this is a very... If you have three mezamim, you don't need the woman. You see, this is what you didn't understand. She should answer. That's what he said. You see the difference? You understand the difference? She can't be part of the Zimun,
but she should answer.
She should answer. Okay? Ashkenazic women don't, for some reason. They don't even answer. We need to deal with this separately. Okay? We need to deal separately with the topic of women and Zimun. But before we do that, I just want to tell you one of the big, interesting, controversial topics. You're not allowed to break up a zimun. And if it's a zimun of 10, you can't even be far away. We ask you to sit at the table, to be together. So what happens when you go to a yeshiva and everyone's eating breakfast? All right? So the biggest example... Here, these guys, it's only two. The rest of you guys are still learning, Baruch Hashem. But if it would be the other way around, some mornings, there are 10 guys eating over there, and there's one guy listening to the shir over here. What happens? Yeah? Could you break up the zimun? Or maybe there's no zimun. What kind of zimun? He's eating there, he's eating here. In a dining hall, is there a chi of zimun because they're all eating together in the same dining hall? And then there would be a problem that everyone would have to wait for each other to bench. You know, in Lakewood, every guy eats and runs. Seder. The Poiskim in Lakewood brought up this question. Maybe there's a Chiv Zimun for all of us together. We all have to make one big Zimun. Nevarech Elokeinu Shachalu Mishloi. And you wouldn't be able to break up a Zimun. So let's learn the halacha of eating in the dining room, in the yeshiva, or, for example, a hall. When you go to a wedding, really is everyone together, right? Or is it everyone at your table together? Or is it just like a bench and run? It's a big topic, you hear? So let's see inside the halacha, you hear? Shloisha, masha matzui kayom yeshivot hakdoshot. Yeshivas are holy, you know that, right? Tell me, oilam, chayim, yeshivas are for breakfast or for learning? What are they for? The kedusha, they're for learning, right? Okay. Ubekaylim shibnei yeshiva nechnasim lecheder ha'oichel b'shakavua. They have a set time. Now, what's the point of the set time? Shir is till 1:45, and then there's breakfast. There's a set time, right? You know I'm not going to stop bothering you. You know that, right? Okay. You hear? So there's a set time. Now, what does he want with the set time? So then it's together. If there's no set time, so everybody comes and goes. But if there's a special time for breakfast, that itself makes it ochlim biyachad. There's a time to eat. Now, and the b'chol shulchan yoshrim ka'arba shisha. Each table has 4-6 bachrim, but they don't have 10 on each table. So is there what? A tziruf that all of them are together because we're all in the same dining hall. You're able to see the guy, right? You're able to see, but you're not eating at the same table. So what's the halacha? Mitzdarfin lezimun la'asara. V'chen yesh linhog. And that's the right thing. Now, what is his discussion that you could make zimun now? He didn't discuss, could I break away and destroy that zimun? That's even a different top. First, we have to know if there's a chiyuv. And the answer is, there is a chiyuv. V'nachon shiomru b'feirush. Shoklim al dat li'tzaref li'zimun ba'asara. Ve'en tzarech lomer l'kem b'chol pam. Which means, I guess, every few days, they should get up and say, Rabbi Sai, we're a group eating together. And then they have... Went out of the question if they're chum mechuyav and zimun. You become mechuyav and zimun. Yeah? V'tzarech sheshtei achaburot yishmu et divrei ha-mevarech pirchat ha-zimun. And then what do you need? That the table should hear each other. When you bench, they should be able to hear together. Now the question is, now that there's a chi of zimun, then you wouldn't be allowed to break it up. then the four guys would have to wait for the six guys. You hear what's going on? Or the six guys would have to wait for the four guys. You hear what's going on over here? It's a very big topic. Is there a chiyuv to make zimun in a dining hall, in a yeshiva dining hall? Now, here's another question. I'm eating in a park. I'm eating on a picnic. Is there a chiyuv zimun if there's five tables of people in the park? Shloish shachlu b'chatzer. Kol echad al shulchano. Mitzdarfim lezimun. Mitzdarfim lezimun. Afilu lo yashu mitchil adas litzdaref yachdav. V'lochen. And therefore, balabatim ha'oichlim de erev b'chatzer oyal agag. If you, let's say they eat in a chatzer, for they're eating on the gag. Sometimes you have in the apartment buildings, they have they eat on top over there, right. A patio. Yeah, they're eating in a patio. Kol echad, each one on his own mitzdarfin lezamen. Why? We're eating all together. Sukkah is even more. I mean, sukkah is even more because sukkah is really in one sukkah. Here we're talking about an open space. Chayra, yeah. And if they said clearly that their intent is to bring it together to make zimun, mitzdarfin yacha lizamen, af ba'asara, even for 10. Ach, im le'amru kein, yasmina b'le'at. But if they didn't say, let's eat together, so you make the zimun, but don't mention Hashem's name. But if they make up that every time we eat together in this porch, if they made up this is how we eat together, we get together for a supper, you don't have to even say it every time. Now, I see it's a little bit late, so we're going to finish. Now, tomorrow I want to talk about tziruv. What do I eat and you eat that we can be mitzdarif? For example, I'm eating fleishiks and you're eating milchiks. Now, we can't eat that on the same table unless we take care of how to... Can I have zimun? I mean, are we eating together? You can't eat milk and meat together, so could you make zimun? You say, yeah? What?
I'm eating this table, you're eating that table.
And that's Shloisha Shachlu Kachas, you're eating together?
If you're not stating it.
Sorry. You're eating together? You're eating together? Okay, so let me tell you that for some reason, Katanov decided that he's a Paisan. Decided? I don't know. Now tell me, this is when you woke up this morning, you looked in the mirror and you said, okay, I'm a Paisan and I'm going to pass and I lock in public. Is that what happened this morning? Okay. So let me tell you, you're not fully right, but you're not wrong. Yei Shoimer. That those that say, Sha'oichel Chalav, Yachal Hizdamein Imacherim Shari, Yachal Echel Basar, Al Yedei Shtifa Vadacha Kinua, because you could always eat the meat by washing your mouth. Yeah, but what about the guy who's eating meat? Could he eat milk? He can't eat milk. So you still say he can make Zimun, because you said, you paskin. Halacha is v'ilu oisam sha'achlu basar. Say it because you were wrong. So say it. Those that ate meat, could they be mitzdarif with the guy who drank milk? No. Einam yecholim litzdarif lizimun im oto sha'achal chalav. Shlosha sha'achlu ka'achat. No, the meat guy can't be with the milk guy. The milk guy could join into the meat guy.
Wow. Well, the meat guy.
Oh, why?
The meat guy can't use the milk guy for number three. If you have two milk guys, they could use the meat guy for number three.
No, the other way.
No, it's the other way around.
I just said the two milk guys could use the meat guy. Don't say no, say yes, because they could wash their mouth and eat meat.
The meat guys
can't use the milk guy.
Why not?
Because the milk guy, they can't eat drink milk together with what they're eating.
No, two people are eating fleishig.
If two people are eating fleishig, right. So they can't use number three milchik man.
Why not?
Because they can't eat milchik now, so they're not eating together with him. Now he's finally getting it. So you should sit on his table because he paskins wrong and you think wrong. Okay, you hear? The two meat guys can't be together with the milk guy. But the two milk guys could use the meat guy for Zimun.
Because they can eat meat.
Because they wash their mouth and eat meat. Baruch Hashem li'olam. Amen. Amen.